Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to share with you what the Lord just spoke to me about even this morning about children of the day. When you think about children of the day, I mean, it has a lot of meaning to it, but remember that as he tells us in, I believe, in Psalms or Isaiah 60, he says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is over you." And in the context, we think about that's Jesus Christ, the light of the world, and he has come to us, but now he's going to be with the Father, but he gave us the light, which is the life of men, and now he's sending us out to be the light of the world. That's why VFN Radio, you hear us go, "Hey, we are keeping the conversation light." And people go, "Well, I thought that was light. That's pretty heavy." Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's just the truth of God's word. I mean, we're just talking, you know, we're looking at it in view of his mercy and because of his grace. You know, we're looking at the context of things, understanding that we stand ourselves because of his grace and his mercy and because of his forgiveness. But we fail because of our own frailties and our own flaws and our own Romans chapter 7 struggles that Paul talks about in the context of that. We refuse to be silent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We are not going to be silent. Our God is big enough to do whatever he wants to do, whenever he wants to do it. And so we want to bring that light conversation to you in the context
That's
of
right.
that. Yeah. Well, this is what the Lord showed me. The Lord showed me. I was talking to, had a vision. It was a vision. I had a vision, and I was talking to, it's just amazing. He doesn't even know.
Totally.
He's like, "Are you with us today?" He's like, "Okay, all right, we're back.
Come back.
Okay.
Come back. This is VFN Radio.
Yeah, and so John was in this vision.
Sleeping.
He was sleeping. His frontal lobe was sleeping. No, and so where am I? Okay.
He
knows how to spell.
Jesus came back.
Get us
out of here. Yeah,
right. He said, "Everybody but Pat." No, everybody but John. Okay, where are you going? That was an axe. Okay, now I'm going to tell you what the Lord said to me and showed me in a vision. He showed me, I was in this place with a lot of young folks and probably 20s and teens. And I was witnessing, you know, sharing the love of God with them, loving God, you know, the same. And, of course, there were some there that just totally repelled the gospel. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Totally repelled it. And then, but there's these two others that were just so drawn. They were like, mm-hmm. it just looked like a normal approach where somebody's approaching the gospel. And they want Jesus. Like, they're like, "Yes, this is great. And oh my goodness." And they're like, yes. And so, you know, I'm sharing with them about Jesus Christ, you know, and no blurriness here. And they're like, and it just looked like, "Hey, these guys totally are just, they just made a decision to follow mm-hmm. Jesus, follow the light, to be children of the day," mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so then after we finished that whole encounter, they get so excited. They take me back to this other room. They want to show, I got to show you this. And they went back to this room, you know how things are. And in this room, there was a shrine in this room, a shrine to Lucifer.
Oh, wow.
And they went in there, just as excited as they were about Jesus, they were excited about Lucifer and worshiping Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
And help me. And about Lucifer, and in the context of that, we're just hearing what the Lord is saying. God is speaking continually, and he wants to speak to you, and just begin to abide with him and allow, just begin to build your relationship. You think about Eli taught Samuel how to hear from God, but once mm-hmm. he heard from the Lord, he was able to not one word. And I can't say that, but in regards to, he wants to speak to all of his people. He's pouring out his spirit on all flesh, everybody. And by the way, just because you have a dream does not mean you know the one who gave it to you. Mm. Ask Nebuchadnezzar.
That's right.
You know, I know Jesus. Well, he gave me a dream. What did he say? He said, "Repent." That's not, doesn't mean you know him. That just means he warned you. It means Job 33. Anyway, so here we are. God gave me a vision. The vision he showed me were, I'm talking to these young folks, and young meaning 20s and maybe teens. And I'm sharing with them the gospel. There were some that just totally repelled the gospel and just, you know, left. And then there was some that seemed so interested in it. And so I shared with them about the love of Christ. And they just like, yes, mm-hmm. yes. And it's like they received the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I would have thought that they had made a decision for Christ. And of course, Jesus says you always know them by their fruit. So it's not about somebody saying yes. It's about somebody living a yes.
Sure.
And so you know by time. And in the context of that, in the context of it, I'm sorry, I just saw something else pop up. Man, computers are amazing. They're amazing.
Oh, yeah.
The rapture just happened. No, I'm sorry.
Shiny object.
And so then these guys get so excited, the ones that I thought just met the Lord. You know, they get so excited. They're like, I got to show you this. And so they carry me to this other room, and this other room is like dark. It's got like black, it's just dark. It's got like black cloth and everything down, and an altar to Lucifer, mm-hmm. to Satan. And like a pentagram, you know, type mm-hmm. thing. And
Satan symbol or something like that.
Yeah, satanic symbol. And I'm not into all that aspect mm-hmm. of it. But the just telling you what God showed me. And so then these two laid down at the altar. But they didn't just lay down. They pressed every part of their flesh as low as they could go to the floor, happily. Just so happy. Because they were like, they were just as thrilled as they were to be perceived to be children of the day and to receive Jesus. That's how thrilled they were to receive the message of Lucifer. And had no, they thought they could do both.
Wow.
And so they're laid down across the altar like you're just going to, an altar meaning, you know, this whatever it is, set up. And they laid face down, pressing their shoulders down. Imagine it being your whole body's flat down on the ground. And they're pressing their shoulders down, pressing their face. And there's like no part of their body that they couldn't get to the floor that they pressed it to the mm-hmm. altar. Mm-hmm. And they were excited about this. I'm thinking, what the heck's going on right here? And then when they did that, it was almost that pentagram type thing peered over them, like a black blanket of darkness mm-hmm. over them, and it had the pentagram over them. And it's like, these are like bipolar opposites right here. And all of a sudden I started, you know, confronting that. It's like, this is not right. And all of a sudden this small, it wasn't a child, but child-sized, you know, manifestation of some dumb demon comes barreling out of there running at me. And I'm thinking, because I confronted it and said, this is not right. You can't beat, this is not, right. you know, what just happened this? Here? And it came at me, you know, I was just like, bound it in Jesus. I bind you, Satan, darkness, in Jesus' name, you know. And it started, but it was furious that I was going to explain to these two young people who were so excited to hear about Jesus that you can't be children of the night and children of the day. You're going to have to make up your mind. Are you going to be night or are you going to be day?
Yeah.
And, but they didn't know that. And the deception is what you think you're doing is right when you're wrong. And so all I was doing was, because I had this heart for these guys that was like, you're going after God, this is great. But they were deceived by the Satan to thinking that you can actually you can worship Satan and you can worship Jesus. Mm-hmm. And, and worship means follow him. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean sing a song, believe me. And but in the context of this, that... So I'm looking at these two young men that were so excited, and they seemed so innocent on the other side, and they still are innocently laying down and pressing their bodies to the altar for this Satan. Other God, yeah, for Satan. And so all I had to do was just start saying, this is not right. This can't be. And as soon as I said that, that thing just barreled out of that darkness that was they were laying down to, and just come right at me. Hmm. You know, and I just bound and binding darkness and mm-hmm. Satan and all that kind of stuff. By the way, you before we freak you out. Hey, just to let you know that God's given us authority to bind. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. Jesus said, this is how it works. You know, when a demon comes out of a man, he goes out, looks for a place to find a place. He can't find a place. It comes back and gets seven worse. If you got empty houses, open doors. Okay, got that done. That, you know, remember Jesus walked in a room and some demons going like, aren't you a little bit earlier than where you're supposed to be? What are you doing
this
here?
This is before our time.
Yeah, and if when you understand that it's darkness that you're wrestling against and not people, then you can love people that are, you can have compassion for those young men who thought they could do be children of the day and children of the night instead of being offended because they got a tattoo of a pentagram on their arm at the same time while they're professing to be children of the light. You can understand that was the devil deceiving them.
Yeah.
But all you got to do is, it's so powerful. The gospel is so powerful. Just begin to share with them the love of Christ. And the reality is that, you know, you can only have one God above him. There is none other.
Mm-hmm.
And the access to him is through his son, Jesus Christ. That's why so many people talk negative about him from the other religion, because he is the only way to God. And I think, man, is that not today's church? I mean, today, not today's, well, you're talking about one out of three, you know.
Professed evangelicals, right.
Say that there's more than one way. Well, these guys thought that there was you can actually serve Lucifer and you could serve Jesus at the same time. But once they made a decision to bow down at the altar of Lucifer, they're not serving Jesus anymore.
That's right.
But understand, they were so innocent in how they did that. They were so deceived in thinking things is right. And that's how it always works. It's like, you know, telling the Jews, just go take a shower, everything's great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's deception. That's not going to be a shower, that's gas. But this is what 1 Thessalonians 5 says. 5:5, it says, you are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So you have to understand, there is a difference in our life when we walk with God. No, we're not perfect. Yes, we're all under a dark cloud in the context of blanket. It blankets the earth since the fall of man. And thick darkness does cover mankind. But the light of God, when you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, is inside of you. That's a life in the light of God. And so the enemy hates that. So the enemy's going to want to convince you or deceive you that you can be a child of the night and a child of the day. But once you choose to be a child of the night, you've chosen. Then another choice that says, I'm not going to be a child of the light. I'm not going to be a child of the day. And a gospel has been preached, a message has been preached, that you can be a child of both. And the Word of God lets us know that that he's a jealous God. You know, you cannot have any other God. In Acts chapter 26, verse 17 through 19, Paul says this as he's speaking to King Agrippa, because he actually had appeared before King Agrippa. And he's talking about his call into ministry. And this is what God had called him to do. And he's giving his whole explanation there. And he's saying, This is God speaking to Paul in regards to, and this is Paul explaining what God told him he was supposed to do for him. You know, so there's things I need to show you that you must suffer for me and that type of thing. But yet Paul's given this testimony later on in his life to King Agrippa. He's having to answer for him. And he says this, I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light.
Mm.
See, in this vision that God showed me, there was people being turned from light to darkness, because you can't have them both. But he says, I'm sending you to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that you may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. You see, in this vision, God showed me people turning from the light, receiving the light happily, merrily, just happy about it, but then turning to darkness. But this is what God has called you to do and called us to do, is to turn you from the altar of darkness to the light and never look back. He has not called you to be a child of the night. He's calling you out of the night. He's calling you out of the darkness. He's calling you to be a child of the day. But also, I got a chance to share about children of the day, what a vision the Lord gave me even this morning about exactly what it appears what's going on, give an explanation of it, and that God's called us to be children of the day, the light. And that's why we hear on BFN Radio that, you know, we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, because Jesus commands us to be the light of the world.
Yeah.
He doesn't say, hey, if you don't mind every now and then turning on a little light.
Right.
That's like, you know, that song years ago was like, let your little light shine. Your little light shine.
Yeah.
When I first gave my heart to the Lord, you know, I'm going straight from, you know, Marvin Gaye and, you know.
Metallica.
No Metallica. No. I can't see him with the Metallica.
I was more like Luther Vandross, you know, that type of person. And that was kind of stuff I listened to. And, to the first one, I'll go to the college campus because God called me to go. Actually, I was in law enforcement, but I thought, you know, God put a call on my life. And it's the beginning parts of a call. You got process after a call. And so I go and apply for a Bible college, you know, the Bible college of the day, mm-hmm. and that the world was talking about and God was using and moving.
Sure.
And I thought, well, you know, that's what I'll do. So I went and talked to the sheriff, and I said, I'm turning in my resignation. You know, I'm gonna go. You know, he was very, very kind. It was Sheriff Jim Lohman at the time, and in Escambia County, Florida, actually. And told him and my spiritual father, Brother John Kilpatrick, had even filled out an app. You had to do like a
letter of recommendation.
Yeah, letter of recommendation, all that. I'm not going to say the name of the college. So anyway, I am, you know, brand new. You know, my desire through VFN TV and VFN Radio is to help you relax and not to put anybody on any pedestals, but realize that Jesus loves you and wants to connect and relate to you. He's awesome, and he is holy. He's kind, and he is stern. Mm. But just relax and get into the family and function. Of course, you know, being new, you think that everybody is just perfect and you don't know anything. And
right.
You need to go and minister. I need to go to school. And so I put in an application to go to this particular college in a different state. And so I get a phone call. I get a phone call from the college. And I'm thinking, like, here it is, you know. And did they
accept you?
Accept me? Uh-huh. You know, I'm like, this is it. Because I was already saved.
Right.
You know, but then, so I want to learn more about Jesus because I got a call on my life.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned me down. They said, you haven't been saved long enough to learn about God.
Wow.
Thank God they turned me down. I would have an empty spot on my wall because I couldn't hang that thing on my wall.
No doubt.
Is the school around today?
No, it's not. It didn't make it. But I was trying to. What do you do with that?
Yeah.
You know, what do you do with that? And so, I don't know how I got on that particular journey.
I think you were talking about Children of the Day.
Was I? And so I was learning how to wanted to learn more about the things of God, and being called into ministry and. And so I went through a whole journey of that aspect of it, and I don't know, you know, how I got on that. I'm sorry, I can't continue that train of thought. But
come back.
Yeah, I don't even know where I am right now. But the that was my journey. So when God's calling you, understand He's calling you out of darkness into the light, and you need to immediately begin to learn the light. He says, "Those who follow my teachings are really my disciple." In other words, those who actually follow the light. Learn the light and follow the light are truly children of the light.
Mm-hmm.
And if, in fact, that you are in the light and you can walk out of the light into darkness, which means, hey, once in the light, not always in the light, don't buy into that. Just buy into that. Somebody says, well, what's the ultimate answer? The ultimate answer is humility. Because pride is a person that says, this is how it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But in relationship, it's not like this. This is how it is in relationship. Humble yourself and be grateful that God's brought you into relationship with Him.
Amen.
And don't sit here and put some, you know, blockades up for others and vice versa and for yourself, and just realize that we are saved because of the grace and the mercies of God, and that it keeps you. If you can ever have a pet answer how things happen, you've already moved into pride.
Yeah.
The fact is that it just brings everything brings you to a place of humility, which is total dependency on God and respect for other people, and so walking as children of the light. Man, I know it was really good what I was going to say, but it's gone.
You were talking about this little light of mine, that song.
Oh, yeah, that was what it was. That's what it was. That's what it was. Wow. Thank you.
He is awake.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. I appreciate that. Well, so I got turned down by the Bible college and the School of Ministry. And so then I go to the public university.
Mm.
And I find out there's a ministry on campus. I'm not going to say what it was, but it's a Christian ministry on campus. And I'm thinking, oh, this is great. Oh, this is just wonderful. Oh, this is just, I'm just pumped because, like, hey, I'm going to find folks that follow Jesus too.
Right.
And I did. But I go in there, and we sat in there, and I'm going all the way from, you know, Marvin Gaye, Luther Vandross, you know, this
genre
of music, I guess.
Yes.
And I get in there, and you know, we got about eight folks, and they're sitting in chairs facing one direction with somebody there, and they're just singing, "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine."
Wow.
"This little light of mine," I'm like, paradigm shift. Does Luther have a brother that got saved here somewhere? Or can I see here something? You know, it's like, and they're clapping.
Ooh.
They're clapping. They're like, and nobody looked like they had a light that was shining. And they just looked kind of robotic.
Yeah.
And they knew the words to it. They probably sang it in nursery school or something. And now you're in college.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my goodness. You know, I just had this big, huge paradigm shift. I got turned down for going to Bible college. I walk up there and they're talking about this light of mine. But then Jesus says that we're called to be the light of the world, not just let your little light shine.
I don't know where that little light thing came from. More like this roaring inferno inside
it's like,
of me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like,
I can't contain it anymore, yeah, this roaring inferno.
Yeah,
inside
this fire
of me.
In my bones. Shut yeah. up. That I, you know, this little light of mine. Come on.
Yeah, I wonder who wrote that.
Well, you think about that, a little light.
A little light. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you think about that in regards to, okay, a blanket of darkness covers the earth. Mm-hmm. Thick darkness covers the folks. Okay, then the light of God is within us, but the only way they can see light if we let our light shine. Why would you want to be a little light?
Mm.
Now, imagine if all of us begin to turn on our halogens in Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Turn on our bright existence, the word, and I forgot. Most people don't even are in the light of God's word. They don't have anything to turn on. They turn on things like there's other ways to God other than Jesus, and it's like, what did that come from? But the thing, if you get in the Word of God and begin to abide with God, and if you don't know how to abide with the light, go to iabide.org and begin to understand He wants it. What He didn't save you for a get out of hell free card. You were already bound there in the context of it when we were born into sin. We were born because of the fall of man. He saved you from it so that you can walk in relationship with Him, and so that you guys can abide. You and God can abide together, and He will empower you to do things you thought never possible. Mm-hmm. So you both can enjoy, you and God can enjoy what He's doing in the earth as He's through you, loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. You know, if you got a little flicker of a light, you know, I thank God for not even a smoldering wick, you know, that Jesus put out. But in the context of it, crank it up a notch. You know what I'm saying?
Fan it into flames.
Mm-hmm. God's got, what do you see over the hill? Do you see darkness? Do you see terror? Do you see a vast army, or do you see a heavenly host?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
And if you see what you see,
yeah, it's a heavenly host. When you talk about in the context of it, you know that we got to begin to see what God says that's going on, and we see that with a light. And as a matter of fact, I don't know if we have do we have the dream. We have Jonathan's dream up and over here, but you got to hear this, you know, because we taught on and teaching on as we speak, and it's gonna be available to you soon at vinefellowshipnetwork.org, but in regards to, you know, rise, shine, that your light has come.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm teaching, well, I taught very specifically at that time about there's a vast army coming against Israel. What do you do? And now it's coming against the world. What do you do?
Yeah.
And the Valley of Decision with Jehoshaphat, and how to turn to God, and how to realize if we'll just turn to God, listen to God, receive His battle plan in the context of that, what happens is that God defeats our enemy. He says the battle is not ours, but it's His. But understand, that doesn't happen unless He becomes our God.
Mm.
And anyway, so that was actually, taught, you know, through the Word of God, precept upon precept, about this vast army and facing impossible odds with God brings possible victories with men. And that's going to be made available to you soon. But God confirmed it at the very end with an 11-year-old young man named Jonathan. And this is the light. This is who we're supposed to bring. Listen to this very short 1 minute dream that Jonathan is bringing up. Listen up.
Well, last night when I was sleeping, I dreamed that I was kind of like I was in the woods, but there's this big open space, like kind of like a battlefield. And there are these giants. This big army of giants that came from one side, and then there were the other people that were human. I just kind of knew that they were like Christians, and they were in armor and they had swords and shields, and so did the giants. And they came together and started fighting, and the giants were winning, but there were only like a few Christians left, and then angels started appearing out of nowhere with swords, with fire coming from them, and they like destroyed the giants. And then I woke up.
That's so important because there's a heavenly host. They're angels of God are waiting to fulfill the word of God. But mm-hmm. if in fact we're not don't even know the word, the light of God, if we're not even in the word of God, they're not going to fulfill our word. They're going to fulfill God's word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so if the enemy pulls out the word of God from your life and you buy into, I can't abide with God and I don't have time to read the word and hide his word in my heart, mm-hmm. that pulls the empowerment and the knowledge of what God's angels that are there to be able to move on God's behalf, on behalf of his folks and his people. And in the we need to realize that that there's a heavenly host. And when I was teaching on this, what God revealed to me about a vast army coming against Israel, God was allowing that. Like we're talking about in the first hour, being pressed between a rock and a hard place. And so that we would look to God. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why he actually allowed that. And with that, that's where America is today. That's where the church is today. If we don't know about the word of God, then we're not going to speak the word of God. We're not going to believe the word of God. If you're not believing the word of God, you're not confessing the word of God. If you're not believing and confessing in faith the word of God, the angels are just sitting kind of just waiting for us to say, you know, whose report are you going to believe? Somebody says, I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. What's this report again? What's this report? And it's like they're waiting to be activated. They're waiting to be activated. They're not going to be activated when you don't send angels. And as a matter of fact, there was some stuff going on where people began to worship angels, and they don't understand. No, they're God's servants, and they're servants of those who are the heir of salvation in regards to God's word. They fulfill God's word over us, and they protect that who is God. Because obviously, if we didn't have protection, that darkness could just come in and encroach us outside mm-hmm. of God protecting us. Which goes to show you that one angel is called goodness and one's called mercy, and it follows you all the days of your life. Don't ever put down goodness and mercy, right? But understand that they're waiting for us to grasp. In the churches, we lost our perspective of who God is and his strong right arm, and that one angel could take down thousands and thousands. You know, the angel Michael guarding Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And Gabriel, I mean, think about this. This is just amazing, the things that can happen in the context of this. But we have to first turn our hearts to God, get his word back into our heart again, and begin to go, oh, I see the heavenly host, God. Just like God was speaking through his word in Jehoshaphat, like he confirmed through Jonathan when he had that prophetic dream right there. And also, like he spoke on September the 28th through Brother John Kilpatrick out of Church of His Presence, which you can go to johnkilpatrick.org and go to downloads and download that word, or you can go to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and read the word. As this is what God is saying, listen, your help is in the heavens.
Yeah,
your enemy is in this immediate third heaven, but God is above God, second heaven. God is your enemy's in the second heaven, which is around you, but your God's in the first heaven.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And he's waiting for us to say, go for it, God. We love you.
I think about Elijah when he was with his servant. Mm-hmm. He's coming against all these vast armies. Mm-hmm. And he allows him to see in the spirit. He says, those who are with us are more than those who are with them.
That's exactly the word that was on my heart I'm saying that. Yeah. But what do you see?
What do you see?
But if you don't have any light in your eyes, if you don't have any word in your eyes, you can't see that.
Yeah.
I can tell you that, but then you're actually having faith in what I'm telling you instead of what God has spoken into your heart. And it's what God has said to you that gives power. It's a revelation that God said to you. You can stand up boldly and proclaim, I see the heavenly host. Think about it then, that God's word is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. And we talked about that already, but understanding that's just so very, very important that you're just lost in darkness if you don't have the light.
Yeah.
And he says that you stumble around in many ways. And if you haven't yet gone to the VFN Torch, I'm just going to just cover a couple things real quick, like so you can know I'm at over 2,000 plus beams of light that are there waiting for you. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. the VFM radio program, just that you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.